Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Thanks for kicking off another week with us here on the show. It's time for a trip report, as we do every Monday, and we're heading out to Indianapolis, Indiana, with listener Natalie, and we're talking about her trip down to Disney's Riviera Resort this past August, and we talk about why she was disappointed with staying at the Riviera at first, and then she figured it out. We talk about great times in the theme parks, and they went from park opening to park close. They park hopped from the studios to Epcot. They're over at the Magic Kingdom. Great dining from Brown Derby to just snacking around the parks to Via Napoli. You're going to love today's show. We get so much information in these 40 minutes. Your head's going to be spinning by the end of today's podcast. It is a ton of fun, and I know you're going to love today's podcast. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney trip planning needs. We'd sure love to help you plan your next Disney vacation. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. One extra click means a lot to us, and it takes you right back to the Amazon site. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons for supporting our podcast, allowing us to put this show out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. It's because of your support we get to keep this show on the air. If you'd like to support the show on Patreon, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1986 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend. You know what? As a Mizzou fan, you guys know that I'm a huge Mizzou football fan. I got to tell you, it wasn't such a bad weekend for once. You know, we've been having a tough season, I'll admit it. And my buddy Scotty G up in Michigan, his state Spartans, they're undefeated and they're having a great season. My guys aren't doing so well, but we had a bye week, so I can't complain. We didn't lose this weekend. We didn't win. No stress. Got to take the weekend off and get some stuff done. So hopefully you had a great weekend as well. But it's time to get back to work and school here in this fall week right here as we're leading up to Halloween. And we're going to take care of a trip report. We're heading down to Walt Disney World, and we're heading out to Indianapolis, Indiana, one of my favorite places, with listener Natalie. Natalie, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here.
I love Indy. Seriously, you snickered. I do like Indy. I mean, I've run races.
I've just been here my whole life, but it's not bad. It's not a bad place to be.
Now, so are you an Indianapolis sports fan? Like, you a Colts fan or Pacers?
No, I'm not. Like that? I'm not a sports girl at all. Well, so whenever you start talking baseball, I just kind of tune out for a second.
That's terrible. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, that means we got to talk Disney. So let's just hop right in. So before we get into your trip, which was this past August, and we get to talk about the Riviera, so I'm so pumped about that. And my daughter Mallory, who has, you know, super expensive, her tastes are way more expensive than her old man needs, a daughter that has that kind of taste. But she'll love this. But give me your background with Disney. You know, why are you such a Disney fan? Why are you listening to a Disney podcast? That kind of stuff. How'd you grow up Disney?
Yeah, so first I'm going to start. I'm a huge fan of this podcast. I listen to it regularly. I mean, every week. It makes me sad that I don't get one released on Tuesdays at work, but I work through it. I don't miss an episode. But for Disney, so we went a lot when I was little, like every year. And then we didn't go for a while. Probably like once I got into high school, we didn't go. And then me and my mom decided to go on a trip in like 2014. And we stayed at All Star Sports. And we just did like, didn't get the Hopper Pass. All we did was one day at Magic Kingdom and one day at Animal Kingdom. And after that, it was just game over. We were just hooked. My family started coming with me. We started going twice a year since then.
You know what, though? That sounds a lot like how I kind of got started with it because, you know, before my wife and I got married, you know, we were dating, and Paige is my stepdaughter. We would go down and we would stay just like you, All Star Sports. Mm-hmm. You know, go on the cheap. We drove down to Florida. We'd have the cooler in the back seat. We'd roll the cooler into the room with you know, snacks and stuff. And I mean, you could go relatively cheaply, go into the parks and have just a great time. And you know what's funny is that, you know, we've had all these experiences now. We've stayed sometimes at the beach club. I stay at Pop Century a lot. You know, I'm all over the place. I save money where I can. But when I look back at the trips, those were some of the most fun trips of all, you know.
For sure.
Standing, like when I look at the pictures and I see us like at music or sports or Pop Century right after it opened, man, those were like the best days ever looking back.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You always remember the first one that got you hooked back, that got you, gave you the bug again. Disney bug.
So what do you remember kind of about those trips that was so, that kind of stick out? Because, you know, as I recall, the things that I'm missing about those trips were kind of like the nighttime parades, the fireworks, it just seemed like we would just go to a theme park and not really have a plan, but we'd have the best day ever. And, you know, things are different now. Like you're almost guaranteed to have, you know, X, Y, and Z experiences, which you weren't guaranteed anything. But I think I liked kind of just seeing where the day took us in the old days.
Yeah, when I was little, what I remember the most is the Minnie Mouse house.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. And I remember I won so clearly a trip where I got like a shirt that's like airbrushed and has Daisy on it and says like Natalie 99 on it. And I still have it. And I remember, and I had a hat that had like Minnie on it with a flower sticking up. And I got every single autograph from every, my mom just took me around Magic Kingdom all day. Yeah. And it was the best.
That is so awesome. Yeah, Toontown. I remember all that stuff. Yeah, that was the greatest.
I don't know why they got rid of it. That was like the best. I loved exploring like little worlds like that.
Seriously. I know. It's fun to have those memories, though. And that's why I like that it's the 50th anniversary. We get to talk about these things. Now, besides Toontown, though, if you could bring back anything from the past, besides, you know, we just mentioned that, was there anything that you would bring back if you had the opportunity to?
It obviously would be Toontown. I also would like a light parade at Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
I mean, there is nothing like it.
I find myself
at parades like that, just waving at characters. Like, I don't even notice that I'm doing it. And I'm just like, I'm a 5-year-old again.
I think, too, with those parades, even if you weren't a fan of a typical parade, you know, because some people just like, parades. Ricky's that way. Like, Ricky's like, I don't watch parades. And she's weird. Like, she didn't even watch, like, Spectrum Magic or Legend. She didn't watch any parades. I think most people, though, would stop at night to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Just to watch those parades. And the funny thing was, it wasn't just like the big floats. I remember that Paige, when she was little, with Spectrum Magic, or it could have been Main Street Electrical Parade, but she was enamored with, there was like, you know, the ladies that walked like fireflies, and they would do this like dance move on Main Street. I mean, that was like, she talked about that for years. Like, she'd always imitate
it.
Yes,
it's the small dancers. And everyone, it was just all done just so well. Oh my God, it was just mesmerizing. You couldn't take your eyes off of it.
Right. I mean, she'd be back in the backyard, you know, back home.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, cool. Well, that's awesome. All right, so let's hop into your trip. And so give us some background. So the trip we're going to talk about today, when did you go down and kind of how did it come together and who went with you?
So we went down at the end of August, and it was me, my mom, and then my sister-in-law and brother-in-law went with us. And originally it was just going to be me and my mom, because we always go, we'll just go us two if other people can't join. But now that my sister-in-law has got the Disney bug, she cannot stand if someone else goes without her. She books a trip as well. So they just booked onto us, and we stayed at the Riviera. We went from a Saturday to a Tuesday, I believe. And we flew down early Saturday. We flew Southwest, the only way to do it from the Midwest.
Yep.
And we flew down Saturday, and we got to the Riviera about like 10 a.m. Saturday morning.
Okay, so before we even hop into getting there, why'd you guys decide to go in August, and how did you land on the Riviera of all the resorts to choose from? By the way. But
we went in January, and for some reason, my mom thought that August was a good time to go because it's so hot. So a lot of people, she thinks, this is her theory. I don't know if there's any, it was very small crowds, but I don't think it's because it was super hot. But we chose Riviera. So my sister-in-law has always wanted to stay there. I was against the Riviera in the beginning, which sounds super bratty.
Yeah, it does.
But they kind of found an okay deal. So we booked it. But my thing is, like, I have my Polynesian is my dream resort. And if we're spending that much money, I was like, why would we not stay at Poly or Grand Floridian? Why'd we stay at this random new hotel that no one really knows anything about? But my sister-in-law, I would say she's a lot like Mallory. She has high taste. So she wanted the Riviera from day. I don't think we'll get her to stay anywhere else after this either. So that's also going to be a problem.
Yeah,
we don't have this kind of budget all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, once you stay at the Riviera, it's the same problem like with going on a cruise. And, you know, like I talked about this on our honeymoon, I took my wife on a cruise. She'd never been on one. And I got, you know, had honeymoon, right? I had to get the veranda, the nice stateroom. Problem is, after you do that, you can't do an ocean view. You can't do an inside. Like, you're just done. You got to at least do a veranda from that point the rest of your life. And so you're in. I mean, so you're right. Once you stay at the Riviera, I mean, it's really hard to go back to, you know, sports.
Yeah, and we've stayed at Beach Club and Boardwalk, but I just don't. I think that's it for her. So it's going to be the Riviera until the end for her.
Well, sounds like you guys have a crew, though, that knows kind of all about the dynamics and what you're getting into. And you know what? That makes it fun as a family, though, because even when you're back home, at least you have some, you know, you have perspective to talk about. Because, you know, we don't get down there quite enough, but at least you get to sit home and talk about, like, the pros and cons, Riviera versus Polynesian versus
Yacht. Oh, yeah, we have several Disney meetings before meeting up, and I would say the first three, nothing gets done. We just kind of talk in circles around each other. Maybe something's booked, but it's changed. My mom, I'm surprised she didn't do it this time, but every time we go, she adds on a day and adds on a split stay every single time. Somehow we managed just to stay at Riviera this time, but that's usually not how it goes.
I plead the fifth because that happens for me almost every trip. Like, yeah, I will say the summer, remember there was that hurricane, I don't know if you remember, there was like Hurricane Elsa.
I was there for Hurricane Elsa.
Okay, there you go. So was I, because like I told Pam, I said, dude, that hurricane, its name is Elsa. That thing is definitely going to hit Orlando. We have to go a day early because our flight's going to get canceled. And so we added on a day. And then I think we had a second day just to be safe. You know, it was one of those things.
Add one on the end. Book in your trip. That's what we do.
Got to be safe. Right. That's like, it's Elsa. You know, I was like, I mean, if it was Hurricane Frank or something, I'm not worried about Frank, but Elsa, like, you know, it's got to go to Orlando. Come on now. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys get to the Riviera, first experience there. So talk to us about staying there. Now, I know it wasn't the Polynesian, but.
I've never stayed at the Polynesian, but it's still on my list.
Okay,
but
so I'm gonna,
I mean,
okay.
I was blown away from the second. So the first thing I remember is we walked up and I don't know if this is at every deluxe resort because we don't always stay at deluxe resorts, but someone met us like outside and we just dropped our bags there and they just took them from us.
Yeah, that's
like
a deluxe
we didn't have
thing.
To give them to bellhop, nothing. That was it.
Yeah,
which was wild.
That is that's usually happening at the deluxe. Is that
it is? I was in shock because at All Star I'm like lugging my bag. Like we were prepared to take it to our room.
No, that's.
But I mean, it was crazy. So we just dropped them off there and left. So we got there, and in the lobby is just amazing. I mean, you look right out at the area where that big chessboard is and all that. I mean, I was like, okay, maybe I was being a little bratty.
Okay, wait, let me ask you this, though, because you're from the Midwest. You're from Indiana. Bocce ball. Did you know what bocce ball was?
I do know what bocce
you do?
Ball
is. Okay, see, I didn't know. We don't play that. We don't play that in St. Louis.
I don't know how, but I'm familiar with
okay,
it. I don't know how to play chess, though, but I did appreciate looking at it.
I'll be honest. I don't know how to play chess either. And I taught gifted education. All my kids knew how to play. I just faked it. I was like, you guys
know. You
just act
like you knew what you're
doing. I stood
there
and stared at him like I was judging. I didn't know how to play, so. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it was so nice.
Yeah, the Riviera smells good. Like when you go in that hotel, because it's still so new, it just smells like fresh and deluxe.
And I love how everything's so close together.
Yeah, right.
Like we didn't even ask for a preferred room or anything. And we were just like, I don't remember what floor we were on, but it took like 2 seconds to get to the lobby, to the bus stop, everything.
So did you guys have a studio or what did you guys have?
I think we had a studio. We had the one bedroom and then we just had the bedroom with a big bed and then the pull down.
Okay, so did that work out well? Because you guys had, what, four adults?
Yeah, so we had two rooms. It was me and my mom in one, and then my sister-in-law and brother-in-law in the other. And this was actually the first time we did adjoining rooms where they were actually right by each other. We usually get them, like, request them close, but I didn't realize how big of a difference that would make having them right next to each other. It just made everything just so much smoother.
Yeah, it's really nice. You can just hop out. Hey, let's go. Let's get going.
Yeah, and we did some laundry together one night, and we could do it together. It was really nice.
Oh, wait, so you guys had the laundry in the room. So you guys must have had
No, we didn't. Okay, actually had it down the place. Okay. But they gave us, like, a car. I mean, it was super simple.
Super nice. Yeah, that's a key thing. If you've never done laundry on vacation, and I've said this a few times throughout the show, it's safe. Like, you don't have to pack as much, and it's just so much.
Yes.
Because we
my sister-in-law washes it before she goes home every time.
My wife has done that too. And
it's
awesome.
I'm not on that level yet. Yeah, I don't care that much, but she does.
Yeah. Seriously, it makes a difference. Okay. So, did you guys take advantage of any amenities around the resort, like the pools or dining there?
We did the pool like the third day. And it is super nice.
Yeah.
We did it at night after open to close at the park. So we went down to the hot tub. We almost didn't go, but our dogs were barking. So we got to go down there. So we went And it's so nice down there. The kid area is so cute.
Yeah, right. And they have those two super, because they don't have just one super nice pool at the Riviera. If you've never been over there, they have two super nice pools. The one has the feature slide that's got kind of like a, you know, spiral.
And the bar,
slide.
The pool bar is right there.
Yes, that's all
it's
right
so
there.
Nice. And yeah, it's open so late. I don't know if it's all, have they always been open this late or has that been a recent?
I think that they're, you know, the hours have been expanded. So
yeah, I just don't ever remember it being, and I mean, it was crowded. When we went there, it was like 11 o'clock and there was like, little kids swimming.
Well, it's vacation.
It's crazy.
You know, let's live it up a little bit. We're on vacation.
Oh, yeah. I love to see it.
That's good stuff.
Loved it.
All right. So let's spend some time in the theme parks. You guys mentioned dogs barking. You guys go hard. So you guys are kind of a rope drop till then you don't come back.
We always rope drop. Always. Okay, I mean, that's just in our DNA. We're not like Ricky sleeping in.
Good. Yeah. That's terrible. It gives me hives.
No, it makes me cringe when she's, I mean, I respect it because she commits hard to it, but
she commits to the wrong things. I know.
The first day we went, so we didn't get there till about 11 the first day. And we didn't have the exact same schedule with my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. So me and my mom went to Animal Kingdom then. I mean, lines were nothing. We went to Flight of Passage, and I hate to say this because I'm about to be 30, but it's starting to make me kind of sick.
See, join the crowd. I'm telling you, man.
I just feel like I'm too young for that. But
me too.
I had to close my eyes at one point, and then that wasn't really helping. I was like, I don't know if I should leave them open. But I love that ride. So we rode that first. My mom also got sick, and she swore that's the last time she's riding it, but we'll see.
But see, here's the thing real quick. Let me just tell you. Think how much money that's going to save you and not having to buy those individual Lightning Lane passes now. That's like,
I know,
that's like,
she won't buy
that's
it.
Like $9 in your pocket every time.
I'm going to try Dramamine next time, but I mean, I don't, it's not worth it to me if it ruins the rest of my day. But it's such a good ride. It's just, but like walking off it out, we were both like, oh, this is not a good way to start the trip. But we pushed through. And then we went and did the Navi River ride, and we waited like maybe 10 minutes for that. It was super quick.
Now,
and
see,
then
I like that ride. I know that makes me sound like I'm 87, but I love
a slow boat ride.
Yeah, me too.
I love it. I love the one at Epcot. I love Living Off the Land, best ride at Disney.
Agreed, yes.
I love a slow boat ride. It's so cool to look at. And then we did the safari after that, and we actually got stuck on the safari, which was the first time that's happened to me. I guess there was a rhino laying in the middle of the path, and they're like, there's not much we can do when a rhino decides to lay down.
Yeah,
that's true. We sat. It was really hot this trip. So we did that, and I think that's all we did at Animal Kingdom. Oh, we did like Gorilla Falls. But my mom can't. I really wanted to do Yeti, but my mom doesn't really do it. And I didn't really feel like riding alone. So we went back to the hotel, rested a little bit, and then we went to Downtown Disney for dinner.
Now, wait a second. So you guys did not have Satuli Canteen while you're there?
I know. It's not like us. And we didn't get Yak and Yeti, which may be the best restaurant in the park.
That is a good hidden gem, because the thing is, it never gets talked about anymore. And it is awesome. It is good.
No, it's so good. And what's the character buffet that's there?
Yeah, Tusker House. Tusker House is good too.
So I did that a couple years ago with my brother and my mom. We didn't realize it was a character meal. That's like three adults, but it was like, we didn't even care. It was worth it.
That food
is amazing.
The food is super good, and the characters are actually really good there too.
Oh, it was so good. But yeah, we did that, and then we love to start our trip off with dinner at Morimoto. So when the meal plan was around, we used to do it as a lunch, like a late lunch, and there was only one credit then. But since it's not around anymore, we just did dinner. And those ribs at Morimoto, life-changing.
Here's my quick story about Morimoto's. I've only been there once, and it was for the media event when they opened up, when they kind of redid Disney Springs. It was back in like 2016 or 17. I'm looking for the badge. I can't remember. It was like 2016, 2017. So they sent us to all these restaurants, and like we could sample things like part of the media. So it was cool because we didn't have to pay for anything. Because I'm cheap, right?
Love,
and they
had
this like buffet. Oh my gosh, Morimoto's is where I stayed. That stuff was so good there.
Everything is good.
And Frontier Cochina. They're probably like, this guy just needs to go. Because that was so good. And that place is beautiful inside too.
It is, except we are kind of on and off again vegetarians as a family. And those hanging ducks that they have in the kitchen.
I don't remember. I just remember like the big chandeliers, like the lights and stuff. It was just
That's nice. But the hanging ducks are just kind of hard for. I know I'm eating chicken. I don't, but I just don't. I'd rather not have to look at it.
I
know that's bad, but
yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I could see that bother you.
So we ate there. We got like a bottle of sake. It was amazing. And then we went to World of Disney, which was a madhouse. It was also raining, so people were finding coverage there. And then we had a pretty early night that night because we had just been parking all day. And then we went back to the hotel, just kind of passed out. And the next day, I did Magic Kingdom the next day.
All right. So, well, for one thing, is World of Disney never, ever not a madhouse? I mean,
no, I don't think never. I've ever. This, but I love it in there. I can't not. I have to buy something. I got a hat and a shirt.
Here's my hot take on World of Disney. I liked it better the old way with all the old, like, separate rooms. You always lost your family. Like, no
yes,
kidding. You
it's would, stressful
you,
in there.
You would bend over to tie your shoe and you wouldn't see your family for like 6 days
exactly.
after that.
Exactly. You try on one hat and you turn around and everything's
yes.
gone.
Yes. But I just, yeah. I don't know why I liked it better. I'd be like, find me in jewelry. That's the least crowded part of the store. I'll be in jewelry if we get separated. It's fine now, but it's, you know, it's just, it's more open. Okay. So you guys go to the Magic Kingdom. So again, rope drop in Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom. Okay. Just me, so we went there, and then my brother and sister-in-law, they did Animal Kingdom that day. But we rope dropped there. We haven't rope dropped Magic Kingdom in a while. It's been a couple years. And we tried to rope drop Splash Mountain. That's where we were running to. I mean, the crowds. It was wild.
Wait, let me guess what happened, because this happened to me twice. Splash uh-huh. Mountain didn't open with the park.
Exactly. And What's we didn't know that.
It happened to me twice this summer.
We were still walking towards it until a guy next to us was like, yeah, no, it's not. It's
yeah,
not.
Same.
It's temporary closed. So we were like to Thunder Mountain, and I know I might get some hate for this, but not a Thunder Mountain fan. So we turned around and we did Peter Pan's Flight, which is my mom's favorite. She has to do it every time.
Good call.
Walked onto that. There was nothing. And we were there. So it opened at 9, and they actually let us in just at 9. And we did Peter Pan's Flight, Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean, and then Splash Mountain opened. We did that all in an hour and a half.
Without a lightning lane, people. This was before Without. Genie was helping us.
It was. We were like, okay, so what? So then we went and did the people move. Oh, I did try, because I hear it on this podcast all the time. I tried the cheeseburger spring rolls. I was like, we got to try it. And I love Big Macs. I heard someone on this podcast say it's like, I'm like, I hated it.
I haven't had one yet. Every time I go there, there's a line. And I'm like, I'm
oh, it like separates
line.
In your mouth. Yeah. It was, I couldn't even eat a whole one.
Okay.
Well, so that was disappointing. So then I got a Mickey pretzel just to get that taste out of my mouth.
That works.
And then we went and we also, nothing we might get hate for. I'm not a big People Mover fan.
Oh, just wait. Like easy.
I know.
That will get the emails coming in. Easy on that.
Only
now.
Because we usually don't have time because you're just packed. So we went and did that because we had done everything. And we read that. And it was actually really nice.
Okay. Okay, good. We're all good.
But I loved it. So it's just a time thing.
Okay.
So we left there and we went back to the hotel for a little bit. And then my mom has been making reservations at Beaches and Cream for every trip, and we always cancel it. And so this time we stuck with it and went to Beaches and Cream, and we got the No Way Jose.
Oh, so good. I'd pay $50 for one of those right now.
So
if somebody
good.
Said $50 and we could have one delivered to your front door tonight, I would gladly pay $50 for a No
That
Way
was
Jose
my
right
first
now.
Time I've had it. And we were looking at the menu. I was like, listen, the podcast. Oh, I just talk about this podcast like you guys are my best friends. I'm like, listen, Mike says that we have to get the No Way Jose. So we got it. And then we also got the strawberry shortcake as well.
Oh, man.
So good. But this day was super, super, super hot. So our plan was to go to, we had park reservations at, oh no, we had the Hopper. So we hopped over to Epcot that day. And then my brother and sister Milana is there. And it was, and we're pretty tough when it comes to heat. Like we go open to close. But walking from Canada, we were walking to Frozen, was like, I felt like I was like about to pass out.
Right.
Like I could barely put one leg in front of the other. So me and my mom ended Frozen. And that was probably the longest wait we had the whole trip. And it was about 50 minutes. My whole family, I love the Frozen ride. My family is not a big fan. They think that it's not immersive enough. They think Disney kind of cheaped out on it because it's really a lot of stuff. It's only on like on one side.
Yeah, it's immersive as long as you look to the right.
Yeah, exactly. Like on Splash, it's like everywhere. My brother is like super against it, but I love the queue. I love all of it. And I think it's a good ride, but no, I can't. I like had to talk my mom onto it. And it's usually a long wait, so they never will do it. So we did that and I loved it still. My mom still had the same complaints about it being on one side. And then we went to the bar in Mexico, and we had a avocado margarita, obviously.
That's a good choice. I had one of those last trip this summer.
Well. Hung out there for a little bit, and then we went and we walked onto Soarin'. No line at all. And then we looked up wait times at Hollywood Studios, and Tower of Terror was like, a 10-minute wait. So we hopped on that Skyliner and we had passes for there the next day. So we're like, let's try to knock some stuff out because there's so many rides there now.
Yeah, there are.
So we knocked out Tower of Terror. We knocked out Flight of Passage. We knocked out Toy Story Mania, Mickey's Runaway Railroad, 20-minute wait.
Now, let me ask you that, because you've been there many times. Mickey's Runaway Railway, what'd you think? And is it better than Great Movie Ride? Would you swap it out if you had the chance?
No, I don't. You talk about that a lot. I don't remember a Great Movie Ride.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I know everyone.
The dance, I think it's adorable. My brother-in-law is obsessed with it. Minnie's Ride. I think he brought it twice when we were there. Yeah. But that dance scene, I mean, is the cutest.
Yeah, it is.
It's the cutest part of the whole park. It might be the cutest part of any ride in Disney.
It's funny watching the other cars, especially if you have a car full of 50-year-old New York dudes that are like, you know, that is tough dudes, and they're all like, cha-cha-cha.
I know. I don't know why it's so cute either. It's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah.
So we did that, and then my sister-in-law got us late reservations what's the restaurant at Riviera, Topolino Terrace?
Oh, see, I'm the last person on earth ever to eat there. I have not eaten there yet. Every person on the face of the earth has been.
We were confusing it with isn't there one at Coronado's that has like small plates?
Yes, Toledo's. Yeah, see, they both start with T's. That's what we thought it was. Yeah, that's the problem. They both start with T's and they're both on top of the hotel.
So we got up there and it was like real fancy. Like we come in just like, I know you can wear Disney gear anywhere in Disney, except Victoria and Albert's, but we came in just like, and people were like in dresses, and we were like, and we looked at the menu. We're like, this isn't what we thought.
Another reason why I haven't been there yet. I'm going to go, but yeah.
Crazy expensive. So we, but it was good. And they were super nice. The food was good. And the view up there is just, and I think our reservation was like at 9 or 8:30. And I can't express how nice it is to have dinner at your resort, a late night dinner at your resort. I mean, it just a quick walk back to your hotel room it was so nice.
It's so much better than especially in August. There's been so many times where I've, you know, eaten at 50's prime time and I've eaten a little bit too much and mm-hmm. I'm so stuck. The best example is you eat at Liberty Tree Tavern at Magic Kingdom, right? You have Thanksgiving dinner, then you have a dessert on top of it. And then you got to roll out of the Magic Kingdom. You're an hour from your hotel. It's 100 degrees outside.
The bus lines are long. Oh,
you're just miserable until you get back. You're just done the rest of the night. But yeah, if you can just roll into your bed in 5 minutes and get some air conditioning.
And Riviera, everything's so close. It's it's perfect.
Totally. Tell me that you guys at least got something at Priva Piatto too while you were there, the counter service place. Because that is
The first 2 days, I got for breakfast, I got the ham and cheese croissant.
Okay.
Egg and cheese. Yes. Oh my goodness. I could not even believe every bite was like heaven in my mouth. I couldn't even believe it.
That place is awesome. I love it because I was staying at Caribbean Beach this summer.
Good.
I went over there and had breakfast every morning.
Yes. Why wouldn't you? It's perfect.
Exactly. All right. So now, you guys knocked out some of the studios that night. Mm-hmm. Good idea.
So the next day was our big studio day. So we were, this is when the virtual queue. So we'd been twice and we didn't get Rise of the Resistance. So this was go time. So this was a very, very big morning. So me and my sister-in-law went out super early, walked out to the parking lot, turned off our Wi-Fi, did all that, everything that you guys taught me on here. And we got it. So we're cheering. We're going super excited. And then we're walking back in, kind of running down the hallway. And I'm the biggest 30 Rock fan of all time. And I go around the corner, so I don't even know, but Tracy Morgan from SNL.
Yeah, I know who Tracy Morgan is. I've never seen
30
Rock.
Is just walking slowly towards me.
Shut up. You serious?
I swear. And so I'm going off this high of we were cheering out there. And I come around the corner and I just stare at him with the mouth open. He's just walking down those hallways. And I turn around and look at my sister-in-law. And her back is flat against the wall. And I was was that? And she was yes, was that? And we were going back and forth. We couldn't believe it. So we're going upstairs to tell them, we're cheering, we're screaming. And then we look on the internet and he's he's taking pics with people in the parks. And it was the highlight to my, I literally fell asleep at night watching 30 Rock. And then I saw, I could not believe it.
You should have got a selfie. I mean, you could.
I was too scared. But then I see him again.
Same way.
Then when we were leaving that for the trip, when we were waiting for a bus, for the Magical Express, we saw him again and he waved and blew us a kiss.
Oh, there you go.
I could have passed out. That could have been the end of my life and it wouldn't have mattered. I was zooming.
That is so funny. Yeah, that's awesome.
I couldn't believe it. I could not.
This is kind of one of the unspoken rules about staying at a deluxe at Disney is that you do have to keep your head on a swivel at a deluxe because you could. That's the honest to God truth.
Yes.
Around any corner, you could run into a celebrity at any. Like if you're staying at Polynesian Grand.
Right by each other. And he was walking, and I was like, and I already kind of like have, I can't control my face that well. And my sister in law is back against the wall. And I was like, what? And she's like, yes, yes. And we were just like, oh, I wish we would have gotten a picture, but I just want him to know that I'm a big fan. That's all I needed.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Okay, so now you go over to the studios. You have your rise. What was your? Do you remember your boarding group? Like around what number?
We were like 77.
And that's a good number. That's not too bad.
It didn't start boarding. It took a while to board, and it was moving pretty slow. So we rope drop Slinky Dog, which also kind of made me sick. So I'm just kind of an old lady.
Yeah.
We did Slinky Dog, and then I think we did Toy Story Mania. And then I don't know if you guys have this issue with Hollywood Studios, but I always struggle to find food there early in the morning.
Yes. Yes, yes. And lunch is fine. Like, because I'm good with
nothing
lunch.
Nothing opens till like 11. Yes. And I'm not really a big breakfast person in general. I'm more like, give me a burger. But we went to that quick service in Star Wars. They had that chickpea.
Yeah, see, I always get that. I get that that breakfast Ronto wrap. That's my go-to.
There's a vegetarian version of that, right?
Yeah, that's what I get.
So that's what I got, and that was amazing. It like really just it got our day going. So we did that, and then we did Tower of Terror, I think, and then we had reservations at Olga's Canteen.
Yes.
So we got some drinks there. Me and my sister-in-law and my mom were at a standing table, and we had tennis shoes on, and we took them off, and we're standing on our shoes, and we got in trouble. So don't do that. You have to have your shoes on the whole time. So that was embarrassing, but like my feet were killing me at that point. It'd been that was our third day.
Now, are you guys big Star Wars fans or just like casual?
So I'm not, but I can appreciate it. So my brother-in-law is huge. So my brother-in-law made his third lightsaber that trip.
Oh, he's all in. See, I'm jealous. I haven't even made my first. I'm going to one of these days.
Yes.
When I win the lottery.
So he made his third one that day. So, and they just ship it back to his house for him, which is nice.
When I make mine, I am
carrying it through.
I am carrying that thing under the airplane like a Jedi. Because, you've seen it probably. Yeah. I mean, you fly back from Orlando to Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Like every flight that you come back, somebody gets on that plane with a lightsaber. And I'm always like, oh man, that is so cool. Like,
I can't get on
with a soda, but this guy can bring on a lightsaber. Like what's wrong with this
world? Yes, exactly. Yeah. So he made his, and then, so right after that, we went straight to, what's it called? The Derby place, what's it called?
Oh, the Brown Derby, yes.
Yeah, we went there.
Another place I haven't been. You're going to all the places
I've never been there?
I know, it's one of the few places. Again,
Mike,
it's a signature restaurant. It's a signature restaurant, and here's why. It doesn't have, like, any kind of, like, show. Like, it's just a restaurant. Like, 50s Primetime, it's got its thing. Like, Sci-Fi, it's got its thing.
Sci-Fi is my favorite restaurant.
I can't get in that
getting
place.
Getting reservations there is impossible.
That's what
right
I was just going to say. I haven't been getting there for 2 years. I cannot get a reservation.
And
I love that
I don't remember it being that bad before.
Me neither. I don't know what happened. Like, I guess they have three cars.
Or that steak sandwich that they have there. Wow.
Yeah,
life-changing.
Okay, but Brown Derby, though, you guys liked it or what?
Oh, yeah. We eat there usually every time. Me and my mom split the burger. We're not the most adventurous eaters, so we just kind of stick to basics. But then we got the grapefruit.
The cake.
Cake or whatever. So it was amazing. And then we were still waiting for our pass or our boarding pass to be called. And we hung out at that bar right outside of Star Wars.
That's what you're supposed to do. Baseline Tap House. It's the
baseline,
adult daycare.
Yes. So we hung out there. Yeah, totally. People watched for a while. Yeah. We were, I thought we were about to lose my sister-in-law. She was fading fast, but she stuck it out. And they finally called our number. But like Ricky said, like we waited a long time in that line. Like after our boarding pass was called. It took us, we probably waited almost an hour to get on the ride. But it was amazing. And I hadn't watched any spoilers or anything. So it was super cool. I mean, everyone is just so in character. I love it.
I do love that attraction, but I'm glad.
I mean, that drop, I know we're not supposed to give spoilers, but.
Well, I could do without the drop. I don't like the drop.
No, that's the best part.
It's okay. I mean, but it's the same thing. Like that's the only part that makes me almost want to, yeah, but it's cool.
But it's good. I mean, it
works with the show. So, yes. Okay, so after you do Rise, is that it for the day at the studios? You guys
so
do some more
stuff?
So
we thought, but we were a little hungry, so we thought, since we have the Hopper, we went over to Epcot again.
Good call.
And we got some pizza in Italy. We just hung out there with just like a slice from the quick service. And then I actually went to China and got quick service from there. And I kind of just needed a break. And they were just kind of taking too long. So I went back to the hotel in the Skyline, and they went and rode Soarin again one more time.
Nice.
And just needed a little, it was a lot of togetherness. So I just took the Skyliner back by myself. It was amazing. I walked through that little area at Riviera where they had they have another Nod to Tangle there.
The arches.
We all know we need more representation for Tangle in the park. We got a bathroom and a little archway. We need more. She deserves more.
I agree. That's a great, great movie, and it should have a
ride. That is so pretty at Riviera, that little area. I think they have Peter Pan there, too, and Tangled.
Yeah. Seriously, if I was, like, a local and I was a kid, like, in high school, that'd be a great place for, like, pictures for like, a...
Amazing.
This is what we used to do back in the 90s. Like, a high school dance, like, backdrop, boom, right there.
Oh, beautiful. I'd do it now. I'd take a picture right now as a 30-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
So I got back and we hung out for a little bit. And this was the day we were like, should we go to the pool? Like, we're really tired because we had been like all open to close that day. And then we decided to go down there, and I'm really glad we did. It was so nice.
Nice.
And then, so then we went to sleep. And then the next day, this is just like little end. We have a trip coming up in May with like a big group of people. So we wanted to do like a little like visit, like look around to see what we'd like. And we went to Coronado Springs. I'd never been there. That place is amazing.
That place is awesome.
Coronado, if they get a Skyliner there, it's game over.
Oh, dude, if they get the Skyliner, it's a deluxe resort.
I mean, it is beautiful. The pools, the food court, amazing. Yes. It looks like there's a ton of different restaurants there. There are.
Maya Grill rocks. I mean, that's a hidden gem, but I know.
Only downfall is that it's only bus transportation, but I mean.
But it's right across the street from Epcot and the studios, and it's this downworld drive from Magic Kingdom, and it's close to I think it's the most centrally located to all four parks. Like, if you had to
it's amazing.
Right there. Yeah.
It's and the price, hotel. I was blown. I'd never really even considered it, but I know you guys talk about it on here all the time. Cause again, I consider you guys my friends. So I like, they talk about it. So we should try it. And we went there and everyone was like, so we went to Fort Wilderness that day, which my sister-in-law was so uppity. She was like, absolutely not. Went to Polynesian, which is my dream, but it was under a lot of construction and we really can't afford it. So then we went to Coronado and I was like, this might be the one.
I think, though, for like, I'm just kind of reading you here. Coronado, stay in the Grandestino Tower. Just get a standard.
Yeah, that's what we were looking at. Yeah.
Perfect. That'd be perfect for you. I could just tell.
Yeah, the pool looked amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's quiet pools in every area. But, yeah, the dig site pool, the feature pool with the big pyramid. There's a great poolside bar.
Yes, the pyramid one is the one we went and looked at. Yeah.
And it's awesome because the poolside bar even has like some hot like empanadas and stuff like that and margaritas. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
And that's where the small plate place is.
The top of Grandestino Tower. Yep.
Yep. And then so that was that morning, and our flight left at like 2 that day. So we went back, got on the Tragic Express for the last time ever.
Oh, I know. It's
so sad. And
Okay, so this has been fun, but you're a huge Disney fan, so I want to ask you for about 5 more minutes to get your thoughts on a couple of Disney things that are happening. Okay, so what do you think about like the new fireworks shows? I know you haven't probably seen them in person yet, but you will, like Enchantment, Harmonious. It's hard to tell until you see them in person, but what are your initial thoughts? I mean, have you even watched anything, or are you trying to stay away from spoilers?
I haven't seen that much, but this is might not be all your opinion, but I've always been a big fan of the Epcot fireworks shows because I think the viewing is just so much better, and you can like get snacks while you're doing it, and there's just so much more space. I'm not like a huge firework person, but I like the Epcot setup better.
Okay.
But cool. you don't really like the new Epcot.
It hasn't
made you cry.
It has
yet.
To grow on me. The thing is, I liked Illumination so much. But the thing is, Scott and I have had this discussion many times, and I think it is absolutely true because he said it, and then when he said it, I thought the exact same thing at the same time. Is that I think that as Disney fans, we grow super, super attached to the thing that's showing when we first like really start going, like for the first time. And when I first started going to Walt Disney World, it was Spectrum Magic. It was Wishes at the Magic Kingdom. It was Illuminations at Epcot, Fantasmic at the studios. And those things, I mean, just can't be beat to me. I mean, just.
Yeah, I've never seen Fantasmic either.
Oh, man, it's awesome. You got to see
that. Yeah, that one. You really like that one too.
That's my wife's favorite of all the nighttime things. Mm-hmm. Okay, one other thing. So have you been watching the last couple days as far as like Genie Plus and all this stuff that's been happening in the parks? Like, what are your initial thoughts on that? Is it something like, do you think you'll purchase Genie Plus?
I'll definitely do it.
Okay, so.
I'll definitely do it. But I was with Ricky on the No Fast Pass. I don't know if I only went when crowds were so low, so it was so great. But, I mean, we walked onto everything. And Fast Pass, it just adds another layer of stress. And it does kind of plan out your day. You don't have as much freedom. But, oh, yeah, I'll buy it all. Especially if I'm in Epcot and I've had a couple cocktails and they're like $15 to ride this ride for the Lightning Lane. Check. I'll be done. I'll
so
be on it.
You'll do that. So you'll do the individual rides, too?
Absolutely. See, no, I'm not saying, like, I'll go into the day saying I'm going to do it, but it'll happen.
You got to go to
There's not a chance.
You got to have a
My family,
first.
Too, will be like, hey, what's $15?
That's
so,
true.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah,
it's all relative. See, that's the thing I don't think I'll use. I don't know. I mean, because again, here's the problem. I'll be down with Scott here in a couple weeks for the Wine and Dine race weekend.
He goes big.
He does go big. And that's my problem. Like when I'm with him, he's like, dude, I got an ADR at some signature restaurant. I'm like, dude, Scott, I was just going to get corn dogs at Casey's. Like, I'm fine
that's
with
how
that.
We like, are with my sister-in-law and brother-in-law. Like, we would never spend that kind of money, but they're like, well, yeah, we'll do, we're just going to do it. So then all of a sudden I'm at these restaurants I should never be at, and then I get hooked.
I know. But so we'll see how it goes. I am going to use it because I just want to get the practice of.
Yes, like, I heard you saying that the other day.
So I am going to do that. But it is interesting. And the thing is, here's where I think the Genie Plus will shine. As far as what I've seen over the past few days as it's rolled out is that, you know, even we're all planners. We go to Disney, right? Because we're good at it. We listen to podcasts. We read blogs and all that stuff, Twitter. But the thing is, like with the old system, you made your three FastPass selections before the trip. I know that you got to kind of make your first, you don't have to, and also this is kind of a misnomer, you don't have to make your first selection at 7 o'clock. You can make it when you get up. You're not behind if you do it at 8 o'clock. You're just, you can make it 2 hours after 8 o'clock or 8:30, you know, whatever. You're just a little bit down the line. But the thing is, like, you don't have, I think it's like less stressful because you kind of just, you know, when you're ready to make your first one, you pick your first one. It's what there, you know, and then when the next one becomes available, you're just kind of doing this on the fly. And I think this will actually be more spontaneous than the old FastPass system. I think it'll be less stressful.
Sam was saying like, whoever, like whenever you do, like the first group of people will book it and then that'll be it. And then, so whenever you wake up, you can just book whatever.
And those, like you said, those lightning lanes, the individual lightning lanes. I mean,
it's like a safety. Get me
well, it is a safety net, though. Say like you couldn't get on Rise. You know what I'm saying? Like it's your last day. Like, okay, do I want to go home without riding Rise, or is it worth $15? You know, it's probably worth $15 if you spent $3,000 on a vacation. Like, you know,
absolutely.
What's $15?
That's why I just feel like everyone's going to use it. But you guys make it seem like not everyone's. I mean, and you said you wouldn't.
Well, see, that's my thing. But I'm a different. See, that's the thing is we all have different perspectives, right? I mean, I was down. Beginning of October, right? And I was there for a week in July. And then I'm going to be there in a couple weeks for Wine and Dine. I'll be there again in January for a race weekend. So if I don't ride Rise, not a big deal for me because I get to go back every few months. I'm very lucky. I mean, I don't take that for granted. But, you know, if you're going once every 3 years or if this is
you're paying.
I mean, you're doing it probably, right? I mean, you're just doing things differently. So it'll be interesting. So what do you think? So May, you said you're going to go back. So any
actually have a trip planned for January, the end of January. It's with my boyfriend and it's the first time he's going.
Oh,
and I've already given him a strict list. I said, I will leave you behind if you cannot keep up.
Okay.
We're staying at Pop.
Okay. So like real quick, cause we got like 3 minutes, but like, how are you getting first? I have to imagine a first time trip with you. He's got some homework, right?
Oh no. I've been training him hard and I've already told him I'm not. This is maybe a test to our relationship. Like, you've got to be up. I can't have... If you're not a Parker, how can you last in this family? You know, we're Parkers. It's in our blood. And if you can't park hard, you don't stand a chance.
So while I'm working here in the office during the day, I watch on Pluto TV, I watch the old Amazing Race seasons. Like, it's just a channel that just plays them over and over and over. And they always have, like, the dating couple, you know, like, doing the Amazing Race. I can totally see this right here. Because it's always those stresses of, like, oh, my God, I haven't done this with my significant other before, you know, flying and being, that Disney trip that put the stressors on you. That'll be good.
Yeah, it is. Fun. Yeah, we're staying at Pop. And we were going to go for 4 days, but because I kept adding days on. So then I had to get realistic and see what would be best. So we're just doing a Wednesday to a Sunday. And we're just going to go hard.
Okay, so we got to talk about
it. He's got to get ready. I've been training him. I've been sending him links.
Okay, so when we're done recording this one, I'm getting that one on the calendar because we got to talk about it.
Okay, yes, for sure.
All right.
I would love to.
All right, well, Natalie, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's been a lot of fun today.
Thank you. I was so nervous, but this was so fun.
Oh, my God, this is so fun. All right, you have a good Monday, and thanks again for coming on the show.
You did. Thank you.
All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan that next Disney vacation, whether it's to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line. Great time to book those early 2023 cruises. and even Adventures by Disney. Just drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that free no obligation quote, and mention the Be Our Guest podcast, and we'll take great care of you from there. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you do that shopping, especially as the holiday season kicks in. It's one extra click, and it means a lot to us. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons. You guys allow us to put the show out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. And this show does go out around the world because we hear from listeners down in South America, Australia, Japan, and all over the United States, especially Canada out there too. It's just amazing that we get to have such a great community all around the world, and it's because of our patron support. Our patrons also get a bonus show called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. So if you'd like to get in on that, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Follow the show on social media, Instagram and Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike. And of course, subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube so you can join us as we go live on for all these recordings. Don't forget to join us as well for the BOGP Open Line, or you, me, and Scotty G every Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, where we take your calls and talk about everything Disney on Facebook and YouTube. Again, every Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Give us a call. Come on the show and talk Disney with us. All right, time to get out of here, and we'll be back again on Wednesday where we'll answer your listener questions. But until then, for Natalie, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Time to get back to work. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.